Wrapping up basketball season with the head coach of the Trenton Bulldog boys basketball program in Corbin Cove. Four victories this year, as by all indications, we kind of knew it would be this way, with a very raw roster when it came to coming into the season varsity experience. That wins might be a little bit tough to come by. 4-21 record, as I was just telling you, Coach, it always can be worse. It could have been 0-25, so you found a way to get four victories. And I tell you what, I talked about it last night after the game with Coach Kula Chillicothe. Didn't get a chance to talk with you as you were talking with your boys about the final game of the season. But you didn't win last night, but that was one of the better performances you put on the floor. You shot the ball really well.
Yeah, I mean, as far as offensive game, that was by far our best offensive game against an elite opponent for us last night. We played extremely well on the offensive end.
What changed from the second quarter to the first quarter, Coach? It looked like to me that Chillicothe's size inside, you hit shots from the outside, you try to take it inside a little bit in the second quarter, and their size bothered you, and that got some Chillicothe runouts in the second quarter.
Yeah, I mean, Chillicothe, really played really well in that second quarter, and we didn't play horrendously. It's not like we just started turning the ball over like crazy. We didn't make some shots, and they shot the ball incredibly well in the second quarter. I think they only missed two shots that entire quarter. It's just one of those where they had it going at the rim, they had it going from three-point line. It was just kind of a, let's get through this quarter and get to halftime and survive.
I think you had, and I made a comment of it, because you've had those quarters where you just start to see the turnovers, and it's like an infection, and it starts to get rolling a little bit too much. And you had I want to say, I know there's one live ball turnover, then a couple more turnovers. You start second quarter with maybe three, four turnovers in a row, and you called a quick timeout. I'm sure you're seeing at that point that we got to get it fixed, otherwise this game's going to go away from us a little bit.
Yeah, there was one stretch where we did turn the ball over three straight times, and Chillicothe scored three straight times, but that certainly didn't help in the second quarter, and kind of got Chillicothe going a little bit. But if you would have told me, the first time we played Chillicothe, we turned the ball over 26 times, they only turned it over 9. Last night, we actually won the turnover battle. Mm-hmm. And so that was huge for us. We've come a long ways with the turnovers and stuff like that. So, there was a stretch in the second quarter where we did turn the ball over a few times.
Sometimes you're just kind of stuck with the roster that you have, but we're talking about how big of a young man. Yeah, and it's not like he's 300 pounds big either, but as far as broad-shouldered and just able to get to the rim, Wes Brandsgard is a tough stop, and you could have used one guy last night on the roster just to bang around with him a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, he outweighs anybody on our roster for sure. And strong kid, moves well, high motor kid, As far as an opposing coach, I'd say he's just a fantastic player, and he seems to be, from everything I've seen, a really good young man.
I said this too at the end of the game. Unless you win a state championship and you end on a win, and if I guess you could say the same thing for the Trenton girls winning, going out with a win last year too in the third place game. But 99% of the players that play high school basketball in Missouri, their last game is going to be a loss, and if that's the case, you want to go out and play in really well, maybe the best that you've played. And I thought that was the best I've seen Jaron Whitney play as a Trenton Bulldog last night.
Oh, yeah, that Jaron, it was like everything finally clicked for him. And, he was 5-for-7 from three, did a good job attacking. I can't remember, I think he had 6 assists as well, 5 or 6 assists. Just a solid game for him. And it's going to be one of those games where he gets to look back and think, hey, I got a career high in my final game and against a really good opponent. It's not just some cupcake over there that we were playing. They're a very good opponent, and he was a good player last night.
Yeah, there's a lot of attention, and granted, they both need to get victories tomorrow night to set it up for Saturday night. But if folks just we got to get a lot of people that are just, they want to find a good game. What's the best game you can find Saturday? And there's gonna be a lot of good ones. But if it is Chillicothe and Richmond, Coach, that's gonna be one whale of a boys' game Saturday night.
Absolutely, two kind of different styles of play, and but two highly skilled, highly athletic basketball teams.
So with your team, Coach, and we start looking at the roster, and you have so many juniors who got tons and tons of experience and took some lumps this year. How much better can this group be as seniors when they get back next year?
I think the more experience that they got this season, the better they got, and the more they play together is only going to benefit them. I'm hoping every single one of them come back and we can continue moving forward the steps, because, I told them, if you saw yourselves 9 months ago, whenever we first took over in June and we started working, it was it's 9-day difference now from November to now. We continue to get better and better, and still got a long ways to go. But I think this group has the ability to take the next step forward. It's And it starts with having to, you know, get through your spring athletics or take your time off or whatever. And this summer, we got to have a good summer together, a good month of June, and continue to work and just build towards being the best we can be.
Yeah, and I know that one of the things you look at is you say, okay, what do we have talent-wise when you take over the job as you did last year? You want to see, okay, varsity level, here's where our base looks like, JV level, here's another base. And then you start looking at, okay, middle school, elementary grades, you know, fourth, fifth, sixth grades. Have you studied kind of from maybe that third grade up to an eighth grade coach and kind of see what's coming up the pipeline? Do you kind of like what you see potentially from some of the kids down in that area?
Well, I mean, I haven't looked down in the Ristler department yet, but I've looked over at the middle school and watched several of the middle school games and some of those 6th, 7th, and 8th graders that are coming. And there's, you know, there's some kids that like basketball and some good athletes coming up. And it's just going to take some work and time to get everything aligned. And change doesn't happen overnight. And it's a process that I am more than willing and excited about to be a part of in Trenton.
Well, the one thing you have in Trenton, too, and we talk about this, it is the, you know, and is it an advantage for the Bulldogs? Absolutely. But it is the biggest enrollment school in the Grand River Conference. And if you have numbers, and Trenton has numbers in the school, if you can get the kids out and develop them, you got a chance.
Absolutely. And it's just, you know, continuing to produce athletes and to get them in and on the football field and in the gym and on the track and on the baseball diamond and things like that, just get them playing.
What is, you know, and yeah, there's going to be improvement from just growing bigger and stronger over the off season. You get the kids back in November, you know, whatever their sport they're in. I'm sure they'll be in a sport of some sort in the fall. When you look at this group, especially the kids that got all the experience on the varsity level, coach, what's kind of the biggest thing that they could do to take that next step next year?
You know, as far as just one, getting in the gym, becoming better shooters, becoming more skilled, that would benefit. But a weight room this summer, in the weight room, getting faster, getting stronger, and just, you know, being around each other is a big part of it.
Are you doing a lot of, you know, I talk about this with Coach Hickson on the football field, and I know wrestling has really good numbers right now, but do you do much recruiting as far as seeing a kid that maybe was out a couple of years ago and didn't come out this particular year? Is there a little bit of that discussion going out to try to get some more bodies on the squad next year?
Yeah, I mean, I will encourage anybody that wants to play basketball to come play basketball, and my biggest thing is if it's something you want to do, do it. If it's not, don't do it. You know, I'm sure with a lot of people, we just want people that are committed to becoming good athletes and you know, pursuing what we're trying to do here at Trenton.
What made you the most proud with the way that the guys had fight last night, Coach?
You know, that the writing's on the wall. It's a 1-8 game, a 4-20 team versus a 20-14. And not one time did I see our kids hang our head and be like, oh, game's over. You know, that they competed all night long. They attacked. You know, you take away that second quarter, and it's a close basketball game, but Chillicothe did do what they had to do. And, you know, I told the kids after the game, I said, we played really well, and so did Chillicothe. And that's, and, you know, we lost to the better team. But I was so proud of the fight we had, and we shot the heck out of the ball last night. I mean, if we can get shooting like that, that will really take some strides forward for us.
Oh, well, I see this more and more, that sometimes I felt like early in my career when you broadcast a rival game and you say you throw the records out the window, and it sounds like a thing that's nice to say, but there's some truth to that, because you guys were fired up last night, and I'd like to think the Bulldogs be fired up for districts no matter who you're playing, but when you're Trenton and you put on that tee and you got Chillicothe on the other side, that does fire you up to play well.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and I haven't been a big part of that rivalry yet, and being the first year with it, but absolutely, rivalry games are for sure a game to get up for. And, you know, I'm very excited, because that was my second time to go against Coach Cool, who's a tremendous coach down there. I have, so much respect for him. So, yeah, I mean, the rivalry game obviously is going to bring a little more emotion and excitement than just a regular game.
Coach, as always, appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us Wednesdays throughout the basketball season. We'll catch you in the spring.
Yep, thank you so much for coverage all year.